Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Nicole Laskowski, the news editor for SearchBusinessAnalytics.com, and today I'm talking with Phil Shelley. He's the founder and CEO of Metascale, which is a big data service provider and a new division at Sears, where he still serves as the chief technology officer. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
So today we're talking about big data and the challenges that come with big data analytics. And I'm wondering, Phil, if you could start by just describing what Metascale is.
Yes, I'm happy to. Metascale is, as you said, another subsidiary of Sears Holdings. Initially, we're focusing on big data as a service, as a managed service. So one of the things that has happened in the big data space is the tools that are really available are quite difficult for companies to embrace and to find the right skills to get going themselves. So we found we had a significant lead in that space, and so we formed Metascale to offer managed services to build and design and build systems around these tools to handle people's large data problems, but also to run and manage those systems for people until they're ready to take it over themselves, and also to write code and help them with data modeling, data ingestion, security, enterprise integration, things that just aren't really available in the marketplace and we found there was a need for.
Could you take us just a step back? You know, what sort of propelled Sears to take a look at big data and, how did that spark the creation of Metascale?
Yeah, of course. This is going back a little while now, maybe almost 3 years, where we were engaging more and more with our customers in a digital way rather than traditionally in a store, and therefore we're generating more and more data about our customers, about our supply chain, our products, and our online and mobile experiences, of course, were growing rapidly. That started to cause stress in our legacy systems, where those systems were really not designed to work in a near real-time way with customers, where you engage them digitally. So we were having challenges from a business perspective that we wanted to do things where the IT systems were unable to cope. For instance, some of the long-running batch jobs on mainframes, the very large analytics jobs on our enterprise data warehouses were just running too long and unable to meet the schedule that we needed to from a marketing perspective. So we started to dig into options, and we tried several alternatives, actually, and over time we settled on mostly using Hadoop, as at that time was fairly unknown in the non-internet-facing companies. It's now getting very much better known and considerable traction in most companies now that have large data problems. And we had significant success accelerating our workload using the Hadoop stack, which is a very exciting technology.
So can you say, I mean, is Metascale providing some of those big data services to Sears, or is it a completely separate entity?
It's a separate company, but we are certainly leveraging the Sears skills, the Sears people for hosting. We leverage the Sears infrastructure and data centers, and we certainly share people across the companies. And that's the beauty of starting up Metascale inside a large company like Sears, where we have significant expertise and skills in these areas that are very difficult to hire. We can leverage that for external customers through Metascale. It's the best of both worlds, actually.
And how do you see, Metascale influencing the direction Sears will be? I mean, it's kind of an interesting development to see Sears going in this direction. And what is the future for Sears?
Well, related to Sears as an IT organization, we already were running Sears IT as a somewhat autonomous organization with a business value proposition, services, billing and chargeback to our sister companies. So we're already doing that. Metascale is just really embracing that and taking it one step further, where we're offering it now to external companies too. This is on a pure cloud model, actually, for Metascale at the moment, where people pay based on the service they consume. And this is something we've been doing at Sears for a while. Private clouds for large companies are being embraced, so people can have what they need for their business, but they also have to pay for it on a pay-per-use basis. So we're embracing that for Metascale too. And our customers are freed from forecasting and planning capital. They need a solution of a certain size, they can buy it from us and pay on a monthly basis for whatever they consume. That's the way that the world is going, and it's very much what we were doing already inside Sears.
When you guys talk about big data, can you be specific about what that means, what kind of data you're referring to, you know, whether it fits into the 3 V's definition that we've been hearing a lot of, you know, data that's big in volume, velocity, and variety?
Yeah, you know, the big data term, of course, is getting a little bit tired in some people's minds, and so some people are getting skeptical about the term big data. But what it means to me is we have workload of some kind that we can't do with conventional systems. That could be just massive number crunching jobs, even on a conventional mainframe, or ETL jobs, just copying and transforming data that are just over-consuming those conventional tools, or enterprise data warehouse, large analytics batch jobs, again, that just over-consume those tools, and you can't deliver what the business needs. You know, I don't think there shouldn't be any mystique about what big data means. In my mind, it's very simple. It's just that you cannot do what you want to do from a business perspective without embracing some of these new technologies. At the same time, these new tools, because they're primarily open source, have very significant cost-saving opportunities for us as well as other companies.
I'm interested in hearing you talk about some of the challenges businesses are facing with big data, and I'm interested in you breaking it down into sort of two parts, just sort of the management of big data, but also the analytics of big data. We've been hearing a lot more these days about the importance of analyzing this stuff.
Yeah, first of all, the management side is really, I think we're at a threshold now where we can think about managing data in a whole new way. Anyone that's been in IT long enough has known that the Holy Grail was to have all of your data in a single point of truth, in a single place where the system was large enough to answer any question that comes along. Of course, that never really happened, and we ended up with ETL for copying data, lots of copies of data, different systems for different purposes, and different points of truth. So data management was always a real headache. Now, that is really changing. Well, it certainly is for us, and we're recommending it with Metascale to customers too, and we're delivering it for customers through Metascale, where you can now have a data model where you really do have a single point of truth with all the transactional detail in your company in one place, with all the history in one place, where you can now manage and model and have a data architecture for the enterprise that really makes sense. And really increase data use. Reuse of data is really important and now possible with these techniques. So once you have that data in one place, then using it, of course, has all sorts of new possibilities, because now Hadoop, we have the ability to keep huge amounts of history, but not only keep it, but actually analyze it without moving it. And when you're talking of petabytes of data, which we are, you absolutely can't afford to move it to analyze it. The old way was always move the data to an analytics platform with ETL. That it just doesn't work in this modern way of thinking. So having a platform where you can store the data and then analyze it without moving it is just a tremendous improvement over what we've had in the past.
So bringing the tools to the data rather than moving the data to the tools.
Exactly, and there's tools now, you know, emerging that are allowing you to do that, that put a graphical front end and an analytical front end on top of these big data repositories. So you run the query where the data is, you run the analysis where the data is, you don't copy it, you only extract it with the small snippets of data that you really want, which are the result sets. That is a pretty dramatic new way of thinking that takes a while for people to get used to.
And can I ask, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of this, a lot about this term, the logical data warehouse, the hybrid data ecosystem, the sort of concept that you put data where it best belongs. And so,
Yeah. So
it's, you know, it's not just having Hadoop, but also having an enterprise data warehouse. And
yeah.
That's kind of what you're saying as well.
I am, except somewhat purer version of that. Some people said, you know, you'd put data where it belongs and you'd have lots of systems with lots of pieces of data because it would be the best place to put it. I'm not an advocate of that because of the cost and time of ETL. But I am an advocate of having an ecosystem of tools that makes sense. So Hadoop certainly is not the tool. If you need high-speed SQL analytics, you know, Hadoop is definitely not it. So you do need an enterprise data warehouse or a high-speed SQL environment to coexist with Hadoop. There's no question. What data goes into which one and when and how it's refreshed needs to be considered carefully so you don't end up with too much data in one and not enough in the other for the wrong purpose. Then you end up with ETL problems and moving data. So very careful thoughts about enterprise data architecture. Rationalizing systems down to Hadoop with something else is absolutely necessary. But then I'm not a big believer of having lots and lots of other ODSs and logical data marts around, because it just adds complexity. And as data gets bigger, you can't afford to do that. And you don't need to do it anymore.
So can you kind of describe how you would recommend businesses using Hadoop?
Yeah, absolutely. I think two things. One is to have a long-term vision of remodeling your data architecture around a central hub-and-spoke Hadoop-based architecture, I think, is a really important thing. That's a bit scary for a lot of people. So to get started, start with something small. Start with a use case where you have a business need, and that business need is difficult to fulfill with conventional tools, maybe cost, maybe performance, maybe data size. Start with a use case and just start and get some help to be trained on Hadoop, start using it. Maybe, you know, the cloud models like Metascale offer, or even on Amazon, you can start with small clusters in Hadoop on a cloud basis with a relatively small commitment, and then start with a use case, get some experience, and go from there. But I really believe this is the time on larger companies to start to look at the data model for the enterprise. And some of these tools really bring whole new possibilities.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about was skills. We've been hearing a lot about a skills gap when it comes to big data, advanced analytics. And I'm wondering how a service provider like Metascale fits into that. Are you guys helping fill that gap? And where are you finding those skilled workers?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. That is the reason that Metascale exists, is the skill gap is so great at the moment in not just running Hadoop. Most people, you can run a Hadoop cluster on your laptop in a few minutes. That's not the point. But to integrate Hadoop into an enterprise, make it secure, how do you firewall it? How do you control access? How do you model data? How do you ingest data and how do you get it back out again to enterprise data warehouses? You know, how do you connect mainframes to Hadoop? Those skills are extremely scarce, but for a larger enterprise, they're really important. That's why we formed the company. Over a period of time, we formed groups of people that are very, very strong in these areas. And it took us a long time to take people with the right aptitude and train them. So now for Metascale and Sears, we're hiring significant numbers of people and training them in these skill sets, because it's very hard to hire those skills. We believe we're somewhat ahead of the market in building a pipeline of people that can do this type of work.
Well, great. Some interesting insights from Phil Shelley. He's the CEO and founder of Metascale, which is a big data service provider. Phil, thanks for making time for us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.